Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting second. The right fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting third. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Craig Cusick. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Wolf. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Darryl Jackson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Larval Blanks. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ted Cox. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. And now, play ball. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norwood moves to third. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Norwood scores. Rivera moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivera moves to third. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blanks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Bell reaches second base with a double. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Wolf moves to second. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman takes first base on ball four. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norwood takes first base on ball four. Wolf moves to third. Borgman moves to second. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Wolf scores. Norwood moves to second. Two outs. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cox. Ford reaches second base with a double. Norwood scores. Rivera moves to third. It's 3-2, Twins. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera scores. Ford scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verizer moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning takes first base on ball four. Verizer moves to third. Diaz moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Verizer scores. Diaz moves to third. Manning moves to second. It's 5-3, Twins. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford, who is chasing the ball. Thornton reaches third base with a triple. Diaz scores. Manning scores. Grubb goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Indians. John Sutton now pitching. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-6, Twins. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-0 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wolf moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Wolf moves to third. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Cubbage now playing third base. Larry Wolf now playing shortstop. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cox moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera strikes out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Ford reaches second base with a double. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Morales reaches second base with a double. Ford scores. It's 8-6, Indians. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 6. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. Randall moves to second. 2 outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randall scores. It's 8-7, Indians. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 7. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks, Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 7. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. 1 out. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wolf takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wolf moves to third. Sid Monge now pitching. Rod Carew pinch hits for Glenn Borgman. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wolf scores. Randall moves to second. It's Twins, 8, Indians, 8. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Norwood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Rod Carew now playing left field. Butch Weiniger now catching. Mike Marshall now pitching. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Blanks bunts towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to second. 1 out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Jim Norris pinch hits for Ted Cox. Rod Carew now playing first base. Craig Cusick now playing left field. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris bunts towards the mound. Marshall has Alexander trapped. He runs over and tags Alexander for the out. Verizer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 8. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Norris now playing right field. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ford hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Morales hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-8, Twins. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Hoskin Powell now playing right field. Bombo Rivera now playing left field. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Serum now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Grubb moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 8. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Wolf takes first base on ball 4. Jim Kern now pitching. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Randall bunts in front of the plate. Diaz fields it and throws to first for the out. Wolf moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carew is walked intentionally. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Wolf moves to third. Carew moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Verizer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Verizer bunts towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Randall covering, for the out. Blanks moves to second. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo pinch hits for Bo Diaz. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.